it is the first time anyone is offering specific, intense destination education that cannot be obtained in a classroom.
Catherine Sudeikis, the president of ASTA, the American Society of Travel Agents, which has brought over 1,000 American experts in tourism to Prague this week, speaking there. Their goal is to become specialists on the Czech Republic and other Central European countries with the help of sightseeing tours, seminars and a trade fair at which Czech and Central European travel agencies are presenting their holiday packages this week. Otto Jelinek is the Czech government's coordinator for foreign affairs.
The 1,205 representatives here are going to be convinced that Prague is more than the castle, just the castle, even though the castle and Charles Bridge are beautiful, and that the Czech Republic is more than just Prague.
But a statement made by Czech Foreign Minister Cyril Svoboda over the weekend has got some foreign travel agencies worried. Mr. Svoboda said the US and Canadian governments could be pressured into dropping visa restrictions for Czechs by making it harder for their citizens to travel to the Czech Republic. Regional Development Minister Radko Martínek, however, stressed the foreign minister was alone on this issue.
Ne, vláda nikdy o ničem takovém nejednala.
The government has never discussed this. I should say, though, that the Czech Republic considers it unfair that the United States and Canada require visas. Their citizens can come here without one, so this should go both ways. While we find it necessary for all the respective governments to come to a compromise solution, we won't in any circumstances allow this issue to affect American travelers.
Last year, over 340,000 Americans visited the Czech Republic, a number that the director of the Czech tourism agency, Rostislav Vondruška, says the Czech economy cannot afford to lose.
If we take into account that U.S. travelers make up 5% of tourists accommodated in Czech hotels and hospitality facilities, and if we also take into account that their volume of spending is above average, then I hope that this conference will have a much better effect on tourism than the minister's statement.
The U.S. delegates so far have registered for 520 tours around the country's regions and 580 excursions through Prague.